What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, first it tugged on his pant leg, then it touched his face while he slept. And when a child's voice finally spoke to him, in broad daylight, the question was no longer whether something was in the house, but why was it trying so hard to get its attention?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can always write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, sign up. Get no commercials, get advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy, my sister, you were just telling me about another little incident in your house.
Yes. Okay. So I have a dresser. It seems to be the dresser of things happening, but I had it in Chanute.
Is it like an IKEA dresser?
Yeah,
or something?
It's just okay. An IKEA dresser. It's nothing at all. Very nice. But I, you know, on this dresser, I have pictures of my dogs that have passed away, and I have the remains of two of them that are on this dresser. And you guys, I told the story a while back about how this little bow tie of Sam's was up on top of the box, and then it was on the front of the box. And I thought to myself, you know, down on the dresser right in front of the little box. And I thought, well, if that's where you want to be, stay there. I get up the next day and it's back on top of the box. Okay, weird, whatever. I don't know. Now, with that said, then, this was probably right after I got back from, Kansas when you had your surgery. I go walk over in the morning to get something out of the dresser, and Rosie's little container is moved from kind of the middle of the dresser way over to the side, almost pushed to where it would fall off. Like it was right on the edge.
Which is really weird. That's really weird.
Well, like, it's not anything, like,
it's not possible.
Well, and I just kept looking at it going, I didn't dust the day before or the couple days before. I would have noticed it because I saw it and went, oh my God, it's going to fall off. And I went over and got it, you know. So I don't know.
Maybe you should try just experimentally putting the dogs in another place and putting something else there.
That's an idea. I'll do that.
And because then pictures. The last time you did have pictures that turned around, but the dogs were still there.
Right, right. I'll try that. I'll move things around a little bit just as an experiment and see if anything changes.
I would still leave everything that's in the room, like not move the dogs into the living room necessarily. No, just out of curiosity.
Like yeah.
That's interesting.
It is very strange. You know, the other thing that's a little bit odd at my house is that whoever lived here, and I don't know exact history of this house. I think it was built in the 1940s. But so I can't tell you like how many people have lived here and, you know, if the person who just lived here did these things. I sort of don't think so. I kind of think who did the weird landscaping stuff might have been previous, earlier. I don't know for a fact. But they put in the weird cemetery thing, which I still haven't. I've just left it. I'm just thinking, I don't have to do anything with that right now. That's why I'm just leaving it right now. I've got enough other stuff to do. But it's a very odd setup. Like they just kind of cobbled things together. You know, they built some terracing for some garden stuff. And, you know, they got all these things all over that are everywhere. And like, I've been working really hard to get it cleaned up and weeded and put planting flowers and doing things, right? I'm just working crazy doing that stuff. But like I'll dig along and there's some like little statuette of a tiger. And then I dig and there's one of a peacock.
So
and
they
then
appear I dig to be, there's a you think rabbit. they were buried?
I think they were just decorative at one point. But it's been so long they just kind of fallen into the ground or something. But my point is, it's a very strange feeling as if I'm coming across this other person all the time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'll get something. And this was something that meant enough to them that they put it out here. And at one point, maybe sat up here on this ledge. And, you know, eventually it fell off and whatever happened. It's just the strangest thing to go through an old garden that it belonged to somebody else. And you see what they did and how they were putting things. You just really feel them in it still. And I don't know. I found a sign and it said Mr. Kane, K-A-N-E, Mr. Kane's place. And it was like somebody had taken an old wood burner and burned it into it. And I found it. I have it and I'm going to just put it somewhere. Like it can still be his place, you know?
Yeah, because when I moved in this house, I found some weird things outside. I found this, I don't know, probably a foot in diameter. It's circular. It's like a relief and it's a frog.
Oh,
I don't know. And it was kind of buried in some weeds. I didn't feel right about throwing it away. So I leaned it up against my murder she shed because I found it right by the murder she shed and it just stays there. Yeah. And I'm like, so I kind of feel like something like that. Like somebody thought enough to make that sign. Maybe somebody made it for him.
And so I, you know, have this thing. Yeah. And the little cemetery thing, the signs are the same way. Like somebody burned them and did that. And it looks like kind of maybe the same person did it all. So I think it was the person, Mr. Kane or whoever. So, you know, I am throwing away the dolphins and the, you know, porcupines and all the weird little things that I come across. But every now and then one comes along and it kind of maybe I think, well, it's kind of cute. Maybe I'll find a little spot to put that thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But we talk about the attachments to objects. And I really feel it as I'm going through stuff.
Yeah, like, I get that.
There's, you know, it just like kind of makes a connection between you and that person.
And somebody put it there. Like at some point, somebody put that frog thing in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the girl who lived here before me ever saw it because it was kind of buried in some weeds and stuff. So how long was it there? I don't know. What was it doing? Why has it not been broken? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of interesting. Somebody took it there. Somebody put that there at some point and kind of feels like some of it should maybe stay, kind of honor that person.
You know, and the reason I feel like it wasn't the person that was just here or maybe even the person before was because this was so overgrown. Like this stuff has been there for years. I'm the first person that's digging it up and finding it all.
Because so everybody else is after that. I'm not going.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not going to get all that work.
That's some crazy shit.
I'm cleaning it up. We're going to see how it goes. I'm putting in, throwing my hat in to become the dahlia queen of my town, and we'll see how I do. I planted 26, and I have 6 more to go in. So we shall see how I do.
Well, good luck on that. You're gonna.
I'm hoping
you're
Mr.
Do
Kane
great.
Likes it.
I just know it. I know you're gonna do great.
Thank you. Well, I'm hoping Mr. Kane likes. And I talk to him too. Like when I'm out there, I'm going, you know, I'm doing this to bring it back and make it beautiful again.
That's well, it's why kind I'm of doing fun it. Now that you have a name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I call him Mr. Kane.
Yeah, I would too.
You know.
Well, let's go to a ghost story. Speaking of haunted houses, here you go.
My name is Janet. I've called in before from Prescott, Arizona, and I'll preface the story by saying that my husband is much more sensitive than I am. He picks up on things that I am completely oblivious to. Things started to happen for him rather slowly. One day we were in the kitchen. The animals were at the opposite side of the kitchen. It was a very large kitchen. I was at the opposite end. My husband's standing at the sink doing dishes, which is not something he would normally do. So it's kind of odd to begin with. But nonetheless, he kind of turned around real quick and gave me this funny look. He says, did you just tug on my pant leg? And I'm like, no, I'm 12 feet away from you. And he looks for the animals. And of course, the dog and the pig are not near him. So he said, well, that was an actual tug on my pant, and it was the level of a child. So that was one of the first things that happened that was very odd. But, of course, I had initially chalked it up to maybe a muscle spasm or active imagination, didn't really think too much of it. The next progression was my husband in the morning told me that he had awakened in the night. He was starting a job at the time where he was getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a two-story house. I started work much, much later in the morning. So he slept upstairs in the upstairs bedroom. I slept downstairs because our sleep schedules were so drastically different. And he had a bathroom upstairs so he could get ready without waking me up. Anyway, he's upstairs in the bedroom sleeping. It's the middle of the night, and he wakes up to someone caressing his cheek. He thinks it's me. It's only the two of us in the house and the animals, and it's definitely a hand caressing his cheek. He rolls over thinking maybe it's me that I've come upstairs to wake him up for something, and there's no one there. So at that point, he's really convinced that there's something in the house. And I'm having kind of my own experiences, but not quite giving in to that there's something there yet. Well, the next story really shook my husband. And what was so odd about it is that it happened in the middle of the day. And one usually associates this type of activity with something that's going to happen in the dark of night. But this was middle of the day and with a house full of people. We had moved to Prescott from another city in Arizona and had some old friends come and visit. We were exchanging Christmas presents. One of our friends had given everybody in our group of friends one of those toy helicopters. So we were all in the living room. getting ready to play with our new toys, and I keep batteries in the refrigerator. My husband walked through the living room, dining room, into the kitchen, so he's in the kitchen in the back of the house all by himself. All five other people are in the front of the house. And we had been entertaining and had a lot of food, and as a result had a lot of stuff in the refrigerator, and I had moved things around. My husband is bent over, has the refrigerator door open, and he's kind of rummaging through looking for where I keep the batteries, and he's a little bit exasperated because he can't find it. And he kind of, you know, how you motion with your arm when you're a little frustrated, like, you know, I can't find what he's looking for. And he said, right next to his ear, in the voice of a small child, he hears, "What are you looking for?" There's no one in the kitchen with him. And again, we don't have any children. There were no small little girls in the house. And what's funny about the story is that my husband, in his shock, answers her and says, "The batteries. Looking for the batteries." Just about that time, he's realized what's happened, and he immediately calls for me, and I can recognize that it is a panicked voice. It's not his normal voice. So I'm busy with my friends. I kind of reluctantly go back there, get into the kitchen, and he is just, as the saying goes, pale as a ghost, and relates this story to me. He was so visibly shaken that I knew then that there was something up, because my husband is not a man that is easily shaken by anything. Very strong, very macho, but this definitely shook him to the core. Needless to say, that sentence, "What are you looking for?" has kind of become a family joke. Even though we can laugh at it now, it was very, very earth-shattering at the time. At least for my husband. We did not tell our friends because they were spending the weekend with us, and we certainly didn't want to say, "Hey, come on over and visit us and communicate with the small child ghost that lives in our house." We decided to not mention that. Now, fortunately, my guests were not plagued with any interesting tales, shall we say. But anyway, in our family, "What are you looking for?" or as she actually said, "What you looking for?" Has taken on a definite interesting meaning. Again, guys, I can't say enough how much I enjoy your show. It keeps me company when I'm working, when I'm driving, when I'm cleaning the house, when I'm getting ready to go to bed at night. It's just a wonderful part of my day, and I really appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that story. I think that one is so interesting because it is like something is trying to get his attention, but it like in a childlike way, you know, tugging on his pants, caressing his cheek, like loving and wanting to be part of his life.
What I think feels strange, other than, you know, a child is, you know, haunting you, is that this, I think if more things had happened, she would have mentioned them and or said, you know, and we still have a few things continuing today here and there. These were the biggest that happened. Now, she mentioned a few odd things happened to her, too. So I know there were more up to this point. It doesn't sound like there's been anything at least this, you know, intense that's happened since then. Or I think she would have mentioned it. Well, I'm wondering, and I definitely think something was going on here, was, you know, it, I don't know that time works exactly the way, or that spirits are always in one place. They can be, I think they can move in and out and be gone for a while and then come back for, you know, or whatever. I don't think, my point in all this is I don't think it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that is the end of this story.
I don't know, but maybe it is. Maybe it's, you know, a little lost soul trying to get from point A to point B, and there's a little detour.
And they did. But it feels like maybe, you know, they can kind of weave in and out of your life. And, you know, maybe at some points you're just more, maybe this child is there more, you're just more sensitive at certain points that you're receptive to it. And they want to make contact for some reason at that particular juncture, and then they're still hanging there. They're just not trying to get your attention now. It feels like they will, though, again.
I wonder, too, if it's something that came with the house or if it's something attached to him.
Yeah.
That could kind of come and go from him. Like maybe he lost a sibling when he was younger or a friend or, you know, maybe there's a young spirit attached to him.
That instance where it was touching him, which seems extremely personal, like you really care about them. And it feels like this spirit was really trying to show that when it was doing that touching his cheek that night.
But
so
it feels,
that's what makes me
and
think,
it feels
I don't
loving.
Think it's just gone.
And it feels loving, like it's something that's very drawn to him. And then,
what are you
like,
looking
what
for?
You looking at, or what you looking for?
Let me
for?
Help you.
Yeah,
yeah. It just feels to me like this is not just done. I don't think it just leaves him.
I think
I
it's
really don't.
Very interesting. I would love to know more about that.
Yeah.
Well, here is our next story about babysitting. And it says, I was listening to an episode recently where somebody mentioned hearing footsteps in a house. And it reminded me of something that happened when I was a teenager. I've never actually seen a ghost, but there was one house where I absolutely hated being alone, and it all started because of footsteps. I grew up in a small town in Alabama, and when I was about 16, I babysat for a family from our church. My parents knew them. Everybody knew everybody. They had two young kids who were honestly some of the easiest children I have ever watched. I probably babysat there 10 or 15 times over the course of a year. Their house was outside of town on a wooded piece of property. It was a large two-story house. There wasn't anything obviously creepy about it. During the day, it felt like any other family home. The first time I heard footsteps, I didn't think much of it. The kids had gone to bed. I was downstairs watching TV when I heard someone walking around upstairs. I assumed it was one of the kids had gotten out of bed, so I went upstairs to check. Both of them were asleep. I checked both rooms because I was convinced one of them had heard me coming and jumped back into bed, but they were both sound asleep. I went back downstairs and forgot about it. A few weeks later, I babysat for them again, and the same thing happened. The kids were in bed. I was downstairs. I heard footsteps again. I went upstairs expecting to find one of them awake. They were both asleep. It wasn't scary at that point. It was just confusing. The footsteps sounded so normal and so clear that I couldn't figure out who I thought I was hearing. After that, it started happening fairly regularly. Not every single time I babysat there, but often enough that I noticed a pattern. The footsteps always happened after the kids were asleep and after I was downstairs by myself. They never sounded rushed or heavy. It always sounded like somebody casually walking through the upstairs hallway from one room to another. Looking back, I think I started avoiding the house before I admitted it to myself. Whenever they call, I would say I had another commitment. If friends were doing something, I'd volunteer for that instead. If I had homework, suddenly that was my priority. The family hadn't done anything wrong, and I actually felt bad about it because they were wonderful people. I just couldn't bring myself to spend another evening alone in that house. The night that finally got to me happened several months after I first started hearing the footsteps. The parents had gone out with friends. Kids had been asleep for at least an hour. I was sitting at the kitchen table working on homework. I heard footsteps start up again. Usually it would last a few seconds, but this time it kept going. I sat there listening to somebody walk back and forth upstairs for what felt like several minutes. I remember putting my homework down and waiting because I was convinced one of the kids had to be awake. Eventually, I went back upstairs to check. The hallway was empty. Both bedroom doors were closed. Both kids were asleep. I checked every room I could think to check. I found nothing. When I came back downstairs, I couldn't focus on my homework anymore. I just sat there staring, waiting to hear the footsteps again. Eventually, my mom figured out something was wrong, and one afternoon, she asked why I suddenly never wanted to babysit for them anymore. At first, I gave her the same excuses I'd been giving everyone else, but she kept pressing until finally I told her the truth. I said that every time I babysat there after the kids went to bed, I heard somebody walking around upstairs. A few days later, my mom told me she'd talked to the mother after church, and she asked if one of the kids had a habit of getting up during the night because I kept hearing footsteps. According to my mom, the first thing she asked was whether the kids had been asleep when I heard them. My mom told her yes. She said both children had been asleep every time. Apparently, she seemed surprised by that answer, and she didn't offer any explanation. She didn't laugh it off. According to my mom, there was a pause, and then she simply said she wasn't sure what I'd been hearing because neither child got out of bed once they were asleep. And that was the end of the conversation. I never babysat there again. A few years later, after I was out of college, I ran into her at a grocery store, and we talked for a few minutes and caught up on life. Before we went our separate ways, I asked if they still lived in the same house. She told me they had moved years ago. I almost asked about the footsteps, but I stopped myself. After all that time, I wasn't really sure I wanted to know. All I know is I spent several evenings sitting alone in a house, listening to somebody walk around upstairs while the only other two people were sound asleep. Whatever was causing it, I'll never figure it out. I never have heard anything like that since. I don't want to either. Thanks for the show. I love listening. Kelly. I get that.
Oh, me too.
Like, no, I cannot babysit there because babysitting, especially after it gets dark and the kids go to bed and you're in somebody's house, you don't really know that well. You're a guest in the house, but you're sitting there all by yourself. It's kind of a little creepy anyway.
It is.
And you're young.
It's very creepy. And you oftentimes you're 12.
Yeah.
You know, I think I started when I was 11 or 12 going to other people's houses and babysitting for them. And there's a lot of pressure on you to be, you know, you're scared. You're responsible for these children at someone
like,
else's
you think about
house.
That now. Who would leave their kids with a babysitter who's 12 at night?
Oh, not
but
only
back
they
in
do
the
that,
day.
They,
yeah.
Shoot, they'd team up and four or five couples would go out and they'd leave all the kids with you.
Yeah.
You know, but it is very creepy. It's a house you don't know. It's a house you're not comfortable with. You don't know all the noises. And then to have this thing happening, like you could chalk it up once to maybe one of the kids was up and when you went up, they'd already gotten back in bed or whatever. But every single time.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, I mean, she said it didn't happen every time, but it happened a lot. So, you know, I think the family got the drift, especially when mom talked to her at church and said, you know, is it any, do the kids ever get up at night? I mean, there was obviously something that mom was implying here.
And
the woman's like, oh no.
The woman might have known exactly what she was talking about, but you know, she's a church going lady and she's like, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. My kids always stay in bed.
A lot of people just are not going to go there. They are not going to admit that. And I have no idea what you're talking about. So I definitely think Kelly was there. Something was happening there. Did you ever have anything like when you were in somebody else's house that you thought was paranormal?
No. I don't remember. I just remember being nervous because it's night and the kids are asleep and I'm hearing every little thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember anything paranormal. I had some creepy shit happen, but not paranormal stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there were things happen. But I think that the hilarious part of this story is that the houses that I went to babysit in seemed much more normal than the house I was going to have to go home to. And especially
can
like
just
when
live
I
here,
I would babysit for the neighbor kids who live next door to us. And I could see it just faced our like from the back. I could just see my house and the back family room had a big glass windows, you know, doors, and I could see my house. And I would look at it, everybody had gone to bed, I'm still babysitting. And oftentimes I would babysit way late, you know, early in the morning. And I'd look at that house and think, I am going to have to walk through that house in the dark and get up there by myself. And I would just be so anxious about that. And so, and then, you know, the other thing is when we were kids, the darn TV went off at midnight. And so from midnight till whenever they showed up, there wasn't even the darn TV to keep you occupied. And if they had a radio, you might do that. But it was like awful to sit there and it's quiet and you're listening for everything. And, oh my goodness
gracious. But kids are not good at all about faking being asleep.
Not at all. They're horrible at that.
You know, you can get them to crack really easy.
Oh, yeah.
And so that happening night after night after night, and I totally get why you don't want to, you're that insecure age anyway, but you don't want to be like, I don't want to babysit it for them anymore because their house is haunted.
Yeah.
So I think she handled it the only way she could have.
Yeah.
I got other things going on. I can't babysit. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll babysit one more time. Oh, crap, there's walking around up again. God.
Yeah, that might be one of the things you have to do when people ask you if you'll babysit. You know, right. I've got a checklist. Go down through how old are the kids, how old, what do they eat, what do you have a ghost? You know, like try to just put it in there under the wire.
Just find out before you go. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you so much for listening.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.